The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So we'll begin with a little practice. If you haven't already, take some time, listen to your body. The great thing about setting aside time for formal meditation practice is you don't have to rush. It would be very ironic to rush or judge yourself as you settle in to some time for meditation. So listen to your body, make adjustments that you need. We're finding this compromise between the body being relaxed. So check those places where you tend to hold tension, like your belly, shoulders, around your jaw, around the eyes, down at the floor of the pelvis. So in a kind way, we're inviting the body to relax, to be soft. And equally important is this sense of uprightness, or a sense of being right in the middle of one's experience. So cultivate this composed posture that's also relaxed and soft. Perhaps you want to take a couple of longer, deeper breaths in and out. We're using the deep, easy breathing as a way of coming more fully into the experience here and now, the body sitting here and now. So one last time, is it possible to slowly fill the lungs with air in a mindful way? Taking our time, letting the lungs slowly empty of air. And then eventually allowing the breathing to continue on its own. So we're not expecting the breath to be any particular way, but instead we trust the body to do the breathing. In fact, it's a great relief to know that the body will breathe on its own. We don't need to consciously control the breath. Just let the body breathe. And we'll simply receive the sound of the bell. Staying right in the middle. So it's nice not to have to rush to some meditation technique, but just being aware that sitting is like this, hearing sounds is like this. And we're noticing this basic truth that there is a natural sensitivity, right? The mind, or whatever you want to call it, is naturally sensitive to sensations that are coming and going. So notice that for a moment, this great diversity of physical sensations. Allow there to be an all-inclusive awareness of body, just as it is. We're practicing not having preferences, so we're, in a sense, equally sensitive, equally aware of the pleasant and the unpleasant sensations, and all the ordinary or the neutral, insignificant, like the shirt touching the skin along the back. Willing to tune in to this whole realm of physical sensations being known. And relax with it. Relax in the knowing of touch. We're learning how to be intimate with physicality, with sensation, not just in one moment, but to sustain that alert presence, attention. Sensations are being known. Same with hearing, this great array of sounds that are coming and going. So we're not trying to figure out what sounds are, but instead more simply allowing there to be a natural, inherent sensitivity to hearing, or to sounds rather. Sounds are being known. It's as simple as that. In fact, it's the sensitivity, this hearing is effortless. It just happens. The mind is naturally sensitive to sounds. All accepting, all embracing, hearing is like this now. And even if the eyes are closed, seeing continues to happen. Visual form, color, light is being known. So there's this visual experience being known. We don't have to demand it be any particular way. In the same way with hearing, we just allow the sounds, in a sense, to present themselves moment by moment by moment. And same with sensation. So in a sense, we're learning to trust this natural sensitivity of seeing and hearing and touching, and to a lesser extent tasting and smelling, but still active to some degree. We could say this is the experience, the physical experience, through these five senses. It's like this now. And then there's, of course, the mental activity that is also being known. Thoughts, emotions, images that move through the mind and are known. So the mind is also sensitive to this mental activity, cognitive activity, thinking. So when we talk about mindfulness, we talk about being awake to the truth that the mind is sensitive in these six ways. Just check it out again. The mind naturally is sensitive to touch. Can't stop it. Right? sensations naturally are being felt right now. The whole body is alive with sensation, great diversity of sensation. And we say, yes, it's like this now. And this mind body is sensitive to sound and sight, smell and taste to some degree now. And the mind is also sensitive to the mental activity, the thoughts that arise and pass, judgments, planning mind, judging mind, whatever it might be, simple images that flit through the mind. So when we talk about being mindful, we talk about being alert to these sensitivities without learning not to have to struggle with what's being known in any of these six ways. It's just sensation being known, or just sound, or just thought being known. So let's settle into one of our basic training grounds, mindfulness of breathing. So we begin by just feeling the body sitting as it is right here and now. If you can, relaxing even more, trusting the physicality of the body sitting here, being willing to accept or include all the different sensations that are here now, even if they're unpleasant. We say, yes, it's like this. Can this be okay, the way the body is now? And right here in the experience of the body sitting, of course, is the next sensation of breathing in, whatever that might be like, and then the sensations of breathing out. So training the mind to be alert to the ordinary physicality of breathing in and breathing out, just as it is in the body. For example, it could be as simple as feeling the touching as the air comes in through the nostrils with the in-breath, and then feeling the touching, the temperature as the breath goes out through the nostrils with the out-breath. Other people feel the movement of the breath as a movement in the abdominal wall, that expansion with the breathing in, and that pulling in or contraction with the breathing out. But whatever is clear for you, that's fine. Feel the breath moving in the body. And practice being interested enough to really connect and sustain, but without needing to control it, because it's a natural process. Doesn't require mental control. Even if it feels tight, just let the breath do what it does. Being interested in the physicality of the breathing process. Relearning how to be intimate with something that's a natural process. we're cultivating this very keen, very alert, but relaxed tracking of this natural process, the breathing process. And don't worry about the mind getting caught in thought or distracted. As soon as you can, notice what's happening without judgment. Oh, thinking mind, worrying mind, or whatever. So let that moment where you recognize the mind's lost in thought, learn to appreciate that moment, because now the mind is mindful again. Oh, thinking is like this. The thinking mind is like this. It feels like this to be thinking. Well, can this be okay? So not getting lost in the thought, but observing the way it is. Notice that the thinking stops on its own. Feel the body sitting. And then let the attention return to this basic training ground of learning to be intimate with the inhalation just as it is, and then the exhalation just as it is, one half breath at a time. Be willing to begin again and again and again. No need to judge or no need to justify being frustrated. Breathing in, practice being sensitive to the whole body with the inhalation. While breathing out, practice being sensitive to the whole body. So we're not just feeling the breath itself, but as we tune in to the ordinary sensations of breathing in, right there in the periphery is the experience of the whole body sitting. And of course, same as you exhale. This whole body awareness can have a very calming effect on the body and mind. more than anything else, we're cultivating a very honest, unembellished awareness. We train with the breath and more generally with the sensations of the whole body. Breathing in, feeling the sensations of breathing in, and more generally feeling the whole body just as it actually is, unembellished, while breathing out, sensitive, awake to the actual sensations of breathing out, and more generally feeling the whole body just as it is. And then in that context of being aware of the breathing process, then when the mind gets caught up in thought or some reactive pattern, then when possible, as soon as possible, notice, oh, thinking is like this. Planning mind or judging mind or whatever it is, this mind, this thinking mind is like this. Observing, notice how the thinking ceases on its own. Nothing lasts forever. Feel the body sitting there again, just as it is. Feel the next breath coming in or out, just as it is. And in that way, come back to the training ground of mindfulness of breathing for another few minutes. And as I've mentioned in the previous weeks, you might find it really useful to end your sitting times by simply allowing the eyes to open. So you're still in your meditation pose, whatever that is for you now. Allow the eyes to open. You're just gazing out toward the floor in front of you. And once again, like we did at the beginning of the sit, simply recognize that what we call the mind, that it's already sensitive to the present moment in these six different ways, sensitive to seeing, of course. Seeing is just like this. Seeing visual forms is being known. Hearing of sounds is being known. The feeling of sensations is being known. And noticing any mood or attitude of the mind, any mental activity that can be known. Almost always some kind of mental activity going on. Or can this be okay, the way it is now, this mind and body? Alert and accepting, relaxed. The sense that all this activity of the body and mind is nature. Not so much me, but just the activity of all the different causes and conditions that make up this body and mind. Just stuff happening. Or can that be okay?